speaking of people who are awesome and who are willing to help out when asked, let us try to get, it is now 11 o'clock, so we're going to try to get Miss Barbara Crampton on Skype, a legend of the film industry.
I'm actually scared.
I'm super nervous. Yeah, I'm super nervous. But boy, is she nice to be willing to talk with us. So yeah. let's see if we can get her on the phone here. Oh my gosh. Wish us luck, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Crampton. This is Patrick from F This Movie. How are you?
Hi, Patrick. I'm good. How are you?
I am excited and nervous to be talking to you because I've been a fan for such a long time. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, let's relax for a minute. I'm just having my coffee. I'm still in bed here. I'm just sort of getting over my jet lag. I went to Europe for a few weeks, and we've just gotten back, and now I'm trying to get my kids squared away for summer camp. They're going to sleepaway camp for 2 weeks, and there's no end. I keep moving. I know, like everybody else, we all have our stuff that we're doing, but today's the first day I've been able to sleep in quite a while.
Well, you are so super busy, so thank you for making the time to do this. That's so great.
Yeah. And you're doing this for your friend who has cancer, or
it was
what's the story?
Yes, it was a friend of several of us who had passed away earlier this year, and before she passed away, she had started a nonprofit called the Magnolia Tree Foundation to do more research and support for the BRCA 1 and 2 gene mutation. It's that gene that kind of can detect early breast cancer.
Great.
Yeah. And so that's kind of what we're here to do.
That's really wonderful of you. And I'm happy to talk to you. And I know some of my friends are talking to you today. So, you know, we're all really wanting to support you in this endeavor.
Well, thank you very much.
And how do people support and give money?
They can
on the program?
They can go there's links at our website, which is fthismovie.net. We have a GoFundMe page that people can click on. And or you can follow us on Twitter. There's links on our Twitter, just at fthismovie, but there's lots of ways to find the donation. So thank you.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
You have a nice voice. You have a good like radio voices, they say.
Well, thank you very much. This has been the high point of my day, Barbara Crampton complimenting my voice. So so I'm excited because you have, I think, if I'm not mistaken, two movies coming out very soon. One which I'm about to see in a few weeks. The Bruce Campbell Fest here in Chicago is going to be screening Beyond the Door. Beyond the Gates.
Oh, that's fine. Don't worry about that. Yeah. Beyond the Gates. Yeah. It's sort of my first foray into the producing world, although there is another movie that has been in development for a couple of years that I've been working on. And this one came to me through my friend Jackson Stewart, who was an intern for Stuart Gordon for many years. And I knew him when he was younger. And I've just sort of watched his career grow, and he worked on that show Supernatural, and he's been a writer for a very long time and has done a lot of shorts. And I was really impressed with his work on all of the shorts that he did. So when he asked me to come on board on this movie, and initially I wasn't supposed to be in it. He just wanted me to help him produce it. I was busy with some other things and I didn't quite get to it right away. And I think it was like a month before he was about to start shooting, he said, look, I've gotten all the cast, pretty much. There's a few people we need, and I need your help on that. And I have all the crew compiled, and, you know, we're set to go. And do you want to work on this or not? So I read the script, and 5 minutes later, I called him, and I said, I can't believe I waited so long to read the script. It's fantastic. I love the idea. It's just, you know, a great fun adventure story that is rooted in some good character work, and that's what's really important to me. I love good characters in horror movies, So I jumped on board, and it's been a fast ride on this movie. I can't even tell you. We did it like 1 year ago, and already it's, you know, we have some distributors interested, and it's playing the festival circuit, and we've gotten good response. So I'm really delighted.
That's awesome. I know I have some friends out mm-hmm. who saw it out in LA a few weeks ago and just had such great things to say about it. So I'm super excited about it. And then I know you have another movie coming out in a couple weeks, which I actually saw last year at the festival, and that is Sunchoke.
Right. Yeah. That's a little bit of a different kind of movie.
It is a very different kind of movie. I feel like I want to talk about kind of like what drew you to that, because to me, that's like one of, I think, my favorite performances from you, because it's so different. Like, it almost uses everything that we horror fans have come to love about Barbara Crampton, and like turns it against us and kind of punishes us for.
Oh my God. I know. It's, you know, people who know me know that I'm a very positive person, glass half full. You know, I like to laugh. I like to feel good. And I read this script and I felt bad after reading it. I really did. It was quite disturbing, psychologically disturbing. And I wasn't sure that I liked any of the characters. So initially for me, that's a huge negative, right?
Right.
I think you have to be able to maybe not like, but you have to justify your character's actions. So, I mean, I can always do that, I guess, but I wasn't sure that I really loved my character. But it, for the reasons that you've stated, it was the reason that I decided to do it. I mean, I met the producers, and they're all sunny, happy people, and the director is, you know, very sweet and nice, and I really liked them all so much. And I liked the actresses that they had gathered for the other parts, and I thought, you know, am I missing an opportunity here to stretch myself a little bit? And when is somebody going to offer me a part that's a little devious or mischievous? Because I haven't gotten to play a part like that before. And I thought the material was great, but it just really disturbed me so much. And I just wasn't sure I could do it, quite honestly. So I did a lot of soul searching for a couple of weeks, and I finally decided that I was going to do it because it was a big challenge. And I think it turned out great. And I'm amazed that of the response that we've gotten from people who are completely sunny and happy. People are like, yeah, I love this movie. It's, you know, it's a real character study. And, you know, I guess probably that's another reason why it worked for me, because my character's not just, you know, an evil person just to be evil. There's something underneath, and there's some reason, and you can see a trajectory of all three of the women that are the leads in the movie. And, you know, there's very strong roles for women. So I decided to do it, and I'm glad I did. I mean, I've just had a great experience and run with this movie, and had some fun meeting a lot of fans on the festival circuit last year with this. First of all, we launched at the Stanley Film Festival, which I don't know if that will ever come back again, but that was great fun. And Sarah Hagen is, you know, you saw the movie. She is nothing short of amazing in this movie.
Yeah, so she's amazing. She's really something.
Just, right? I mean, she blew me away in scenes with her when, you know, it's very rare that I'm acting with somebody, and in the moment that I'm acting with them, I'm watching them going, wow, she's just doing an amazing job. You know, and I've told her this many times over. And, you know, I just love her. And Sarah Malekulane, of course, is, you know, quite well known as a model and as a spokesperson and as an actress. And she's just gorgeous and a perfect pick for this movie. And so, yeah, so you'll be seeing that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So just know. Yeah, no, you'll be disturbed, but happily so, I hope.
It is. It's a challenging movie, and I'm happy that people are going to get a chance to see it, because, as you said, it does offer, it's a real kind of actor's showcase, which isn't always the case in horror. You know, sometimes it's driven more maybe by plot or effects or even tone, And this is very much driven by the performances. And I love what you said, too, about one of the things that I love about your character and your performance specifically is that I think you watch part of the movie and it's like, oh, okay, she's just this mean, awful person. And yet as the movie unfolds and you start to understand more of the bigger picture, that, like you said, there are motivations. There are, it's not just like a cartoon villain, you know, where everyone thinks that what they're doing is the right thing.
Yes, and we can justify our actions. And I had to fill in the blanks a little bit on my character, you know, but that was part of the fun of it for me, too. Like, why is this, you know, basically for the people who haven't seen it yet, I'm a caretaker of this woman, young woman, who I've been with for all of her life, who has some mental instability. And I've dedicated my life to taking care of her. What would make a person do that? And to sort of leave your own life and the dreams and hopes that you have of your own and completely submit yourself to this woman who's not even, you know, a blood relative. The mother's gone, the father's away working. You know, what is it about me that would make me just completely wrap myself around this young woman's life and try to take care of her, you know? And in my mind, I think I'm doing something good, but that has to make one over time a little deluded and possibly not well,
right?
Also, so I think for me, that's where the character came from.
So at this point in your career, because obviously there's been kind of a big resurgence of you within horror, specifically in the last few years, which I have to mention also, not to just keep hurling compliments at you before you've even finished your morning coffee, but you're next and you're next and we are still here are like two of my favorite horror movies of the last 15, 20 years. I just think they're both terrific movies in very different ways, and I love you in both of them. But like at this point in your career, how conscious are you of like your name as kind of a brand where your participation in something carries an endorsement or a certain kind of baggage? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I hope it's not baggage. I hope it's
not baggage in a negative way. I don't mean that, but just as kind of a as an icon,
something. Yeah.
Do you carry with you into projects? Yeah. You know,
I understand what you're saying. I think it's only recently that I really got it, because I left a number of years ago and moved up to San Francisco with my husband and had two children and went through a debilitating illness for a couple of years. And I wasn't on social media at all. And I'd say I was really out of the business for about 6 years, 6, 7 years. And I wasn't paying attention to anything. And so when I came back with Your Next, and I, for my resurgence in my career, I always have to thank Simon Barrett, because he's the one that had the idea to cast me as the mother in Your Next. You know, I came back and I came to the set in Missouri to do that movie. And, you know, I'd only been on the set maybe 11 days on that movie. And Simon said to me, you know, if we're going to all keep in touch with you, you have to be on Facebook and Twitter, because nobody calls anybody anymore. We barely text, you know, you just have to let everybody know what you're doing on social media. And I was like, what? We're going to do that? Are you kidding me? And I have a friend who lives in my town that I live in, just really outside of San Francisco. And she actually is a social media expert and helps companies. And I asked her about it. She goes, oh, absolutely, Barbara. She goes, you have to, you know, I'm going to get you set up on that. You have to do all that, blah, blah, blah. So I said, all right, I'll do it. So I got set up on Twitter and Facebook. And then I decided I kind of liked interacting with people, and then realized that I was part of a club that I didn't know I belonged to. You know, there's this whole, you know, nerdy faction of horror movie people in all aspects of the industry, you know, people like yourself who are, you know, have shows or websites and podcasts and and actors and directors and writers, and they're all friends and they all communicate and they all go to these film festivals. And that's another thing that I was introduced to with Your Next. And we are still here, you know, flying around the world, introducing your work to people and sort of, you know, getting interest drummed up. So because of all that, and because of the recent interviews I've done, I have come to realize over time the impact that the early movies I did in the 80s had on everyone, and especially the young filmmakers and directors who are now saying, you know, can we cast you as the old lady in our movie? And I'm like, okay. So it's been wonderful. And it's quite exciting. And I'm really honored to be in the position that I'm in now, and quite surprised and lucky, I think, that I'm in the position that I'm in, because I have a number of other projects that I'm involved in that, you know, haven't come out yet, and projects that I'm doing. So I'm having a really good time, and I've rededicated myself to my career.
Yeah,
I'd say in the past couple of years, and come to realize that this is the place where I belong, and this is the place I want to be. And I'm having a great time working with young writers and directors, and offering any advice I can. But, you know, very often I meet people, and you guys are much more knowledgeable than I am, and really bring great insight into the things that I'm currently doing and want to do. So I'm very happy to be here. And yeah, it's just, I don't know why it's all happening, but I'm just saying yes to the universe, and I get up every day and I'm really happy, and I keep going.
That's awesome. Yeah. I the other day watched a trailer online for a documentary that's being put together about like Charles Band and the Empire years,
mm-hmm.
which I know that you were, you know, in a handful of kind of the most, you know, Reanimator, From Beyond being probably two of the biggest movies to come out of that period. And one of the projects that I want to talk about that never quite came to fruition, one of the things that I love about those two movies, and then a third movie that mm-hmm. is only recently being seen, which is The Evil Clergyman. Do I have the title of that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be like that third part in an anthology.
Yeah, it was part of a trilogy. And let me refresh my memory, and probably some of your listeners know better than I do, but I did a short with Jeffrey Combs.
Yeah.
And then it was Tim Thomerson that did another short.
There was like a Trancers, like a 1.5. Yeah.
Right, something like that. And then there was another one, and did the Tim Thomerson one come out? I think it did.
Well, it came out in the same way that The Evil Clergyman did, which is like just as the short available on like the Full mm-hmm. Moon site. But seeing The Evil Clergyman, it kind of broke my heart that never got a wider release, because I think it's a really, really terrific short. And I love that once again, it inverts the dynamic between, you know, you and Jeffrey Combs mm-hmm. play opposite each other in three films kind of almost in a row, and then again in Castle Freak, mm-hmm. which is also great. Mm-hmm. And each time you guys have a totally different relationship, a totally different dynamic. Right. And mm-hmm. it's just really something to watch.
Yeah. I think at the time there was something about, you know, it's always about money, I guess, but an independent producer had funded it and given Charlie the money for it. But then I don't know, there was some contention about who owned the rights to it. And so it just sat on a shelf for a long time.
Sure.
And I'm not quite sure how he was able to finagle it off the shelf and dust it off. But when he did, yeah, it was just that he released those two just on his own little, you know, forum label. And so that's another, you know, little scene movie. But I think if people seek it out, they can watch it. And I don't know what the other one was. It was supposed to be a full length feature of three, you know, three shorts. So, you know, maybe one of the first anthology movies that never got to be seen.
Yeah. I bring it up mostly just in the hopes of kind of pointing people towards that short, because I think it's a really terrific piece of work.
Thank you. Yeah. I think Jeffrey and I played people that were in love, and then he was a priest, and then he died, and I was sad about that. So I went to the place where he lived, and then he comes back as a ghost, and then he and I have some interactions, and then you don't know, is he real, is he not? And then there's sort of a twist ending, which I won't reveal in case people don't like spoilers.
Sure.
I don't mind spoilers, by the way.
Oh, no?
No, you can tell me the whole movie and I'll still watch it. If people say, oh, I have this idea for this script, or, oh, I saw this movie and you've got to see it. And I'm like, well, tell me the movie. Tell me, what is it? Tell me the whole story, because I like a good story. And it doesn't matter if if it's told to me numerous times over, I'll still watch it. So I'm not bothered by spoilers.
Okay.
But I know a lot of people are, so I won't say what the twist ending is. But sure. It's quite juicy and fun. And Jeffrey helped me immensely with that twist ending and what I had to do. So I was, I was quite excited about that. And the funny thing is, I hadn't seen it until I think we were in Chicago at Flashback Weekend, and that's when they premiered it a number of years ago, and I hadn't seen it since we made it, and we watched it together in the audience, and it was quite fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. I was actually I was not at that screening, but I was at a Chicago screening a couple of years ago when they did the Full Moon Road Show or whatever, and they screened
right
Castle Freak and From Beyond and Reanimator, and you were there with Stuart Gordon, and it was really fun to see those movies with an audience and just see how well they continue to play.
Well, was I there? I think I only watched one of the movies with everybody. Yeah, there was some sort of...
You may have. I know you came up and did
marathon.
Yeah. You came up and did a Q&A with Stuart. But it was a lot
of fun. Yeah, I think Stuart and I watched one of the movies together in the audience.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun. I know that we had said that I would only keep you for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. so I don't want to keep you, but is there any besides Sunchoke and Beyond the Gates, anything else everybody mm-hmm. should be on the lookout for coming up?
There's quite a few things, but I won't go into every single one of them, but right now I will talk about this one film that I've been working on, and we keep doing it in pieces. It's called Apple Cart. And Don Coscarelli is one of the producers. And it's been a dream of mine to work with him for many years.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he would be a producer. You know, when you think, oh, I want to work with Don Coscarelli, you think he's going to direct you in something. But he wound up being the producer on this. He worked with Brad Baru, who was the producer on John Dies at the End. And they developed quite a nice friendship. And they have a terrific sensibility in common. And so they decided to team together on this movie. And Brad is the director of it. And Brad also has a company that does all of the extras for Marvel. So he's really busy doing all the marketing stuff. And he's been working on this movie on weekends, when he can take a week off here or there. And so we've been doing it for a number of months. We shot it in Tahoe mostly, and then I'm going to shoot something a week from Sunday in San Francisco, and then they've been doing some studio work in LA, and I'm in the movie with Bria Grant. Sure. And AJ Bowen.
Wow.
And it's a fantastic, what I've seen, I'm really excited about it. I'm thrilled about what I've seen. It looks beautiful. It's a really compelling, interesting story, and I hope people will be blown away by it. So I'm very excited about that right now. And then there's a lot of other stuff. You can look it up on IMDb that sure. I've been working on, but I'll leave you with that one, Apple Cart.
All right. I will absolutely be on the lookout. I cannot thank you enough for lending your time to this. This is so, so great of you, and I know everyone listening really is excited to hear from you.
Oh, great. Nice to talk to you, Patrick, and good luck. And I'll donate something to your cause.
Well, you've donated your time. I can't ask for anything more. So thank you. And good luck getting everyone packed away for summer camp.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to FS Movie.